The historic gift has been designated specifically for the advancement of our Center of Sustainable Communities and Civic Engagement.
Damon President Gary Olson announcing the major gift. Safran's company, Tonawanda Coke, was found guilty in 2013 of violating the Clean Air Act. But at today's announcement, Safran was proud to appear publicly and provide funding from his foundation to assist the college.
It's a great privilege to be able to offer my support for the Center of Sustainability and Civic Engagement and to be part of creating a strong environmental legacy. The center's vision is one that aligns directly with my own.
Damon will now name its Sustainable Communities and Civic Engagement Center after Safran. Coming here today to do this, a big step forward for you. And
I would say that the foundation has always given to the community. This is the first time that we've come out publicly in what we've done.
President Olson says this endowment will allow the college to work on its community service program at new levels.
We give between 23 and 30,000 hours of community service every year to usually underprivileged parts of the Buffalo area. And with this gift, we'll be able to do so much more. And by community service, I mean usually these are linked to various classes. So, for example, our accounting students will go and give free tax consulting to people that can't afford it. Our healthcare students will go and give free healthcare to people. That kind of community service. So it's always linked with particular kinds of classes. And so we're very excited about that.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.